Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Moshe ben Sarah and Miriam ben Fega. And Yehoshua ben Chaya Bela and Liber Ruchama bas Menya Rivka. Shalom bracha v'atzlacha b'chama seyedeim. We're going to be learning Maimer Mem Gimel in the Pachat Yitzchak on Shavuos. Pasuk says, Marpe Loshon Eitz Chaim. The healing of the tongue is the tree of life. Gemara says in Erchan and of Tezayin and of Tesvav, that from here we learn that the takan of Baal Loshon Hara, Marpe Loshon, you want to heal the tongue, Loshon Hara, Eitz Chaim, learning Torah, which is the Eitz Chaim. So there are those Svarim that understood that this takana is because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is v'dibarta bam. And memela, there's a tikkun of dibur, keneged dibur of lashon hara. So that's good on the more superficial level, but it has to go deeper than that, because the mashmos here is that there's a special connection between Torah and lashon hara. We have this mahalach in all mitzvahs, that aver, that sin, has to also do tshuva. Like it says, that my eyes cried because they didn't guard your Torah. So the eyes have to make a tikkun for the lack of the guarding of the eyes. So that mahalach you see all the time, that aver has to make the tikkun. But here you see a special connection between Torah and lashon hara. What is that connection? The pasuk says, "Vasher lot sada va'alokim ina liyado, v'samti l'chamakom asher yanus shama." He didn't hunt him out. God made it happen. And I'm going to give you a place to run away. This is talking about when someone kills Bishogeg. Aratzeach Bishogeg. Rashi says, why does this happen? That's what David HaMelech says. Kasher Yomer HaMashal HaKadmoni Merishayim Yetzei Rasha. That's what the primordial Mashal says, that from evil people comes evil. What's this mashal hakadmoni, this primordial mashal? The answer is Torah. That is a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is kadmoni, who is kadmono shel olam, who preceded the world. And where does the Torah say, Merishayim Yetze Resha? And the pasuk of Elokim, our pasuk here, Elokim in Aliyado. What is this pasuk talking about? That God made this happen, that evil, from evil people should emanate evil. Because we're talking here about a case of two people: one killed Bishogeg, one killed Bemezid, and there were no Edim. So the Rotzeach Bemezid didn't get killed. The Rotzeach Bishogeg didn't go to Galus. Kadosh Baruch Hu has them meet up in the same inn. The one who kills Bemezid is sitting under a ladder. The one who kills Bishogeg goes up the ladder. And then he falls on the Rotzeach Bemezid, and he kills him. And then the Edim are made, and he goes to Galus. Everybody gets their just desserts. The Zeh Shaharag Bishogeg goes to Galus, and Zeh Shaharag Bemezid gets killed. So we have to understand that Dafka in this place, the Torah is called a Mashal HaKadmoni. So we see that there's divine justice. It's very nice. But why is this called? And then we see Merishayim Yetzei Resha, that the evil is going to come from the evil people because they're getting what they deserved. But why is it that here a Torah is called a Mashal HaKadmoni? That the Mashal HaKadmoni says Merishayim Yetzei Resha, and that's Ve'elokim Yin Aliyado. Why is here the Torah called this primordial Lashon? So we have a Haptacha that we are going to live in a world of Milas Orlas Halev, like the Ramban says, that Milas Orlas Halev is Silo Kabechira, that there's going to be no longer any Bechira, we're not going to have free choice. But we know that Torah is all about Bechira. You can't have Torah without Bechira. And the Torah is eternal. So how does Milas Orlas Halev fit in with the entire Torah? So the Medrash, famous Medrash on the Pasuk of Torah Me'iti Teitzei says, Torah Chadash Me'iti Teitzei, Chidush Torah Me'iti Teitzei. In other words, the Torah that we have now is going to be mischadesh within the Torah, and we're going to have a new world where there's no more Orlas Halev, where there's no more Bechira. So we have no Hasaga in the Mahus of that world. And so too, we have no Hasaga in that type of Torah. It's beyond us. But we do know that Sof Maise B'machshava Tchila. So that future world, there's going to be no more Bechira, that was what started out at the beginning. That was the original plan. What's going to be Bachris Hayamim was the original nature of the Torah. That was the original plan of the Torah. And that's the Mashal HaKadmoni. That the Torah that we have now relates to the Torah that preceded the world like a Mashal to a Nimshal. The Mashal and Nimshal are closely related. And every point in the Mashal has a parable in the Nimshal. So that's the Mashal HaKadmoni, the Mashal of the primordial Torah. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech said, Shloshes Alafim Mashal, 3,000 Mishalim, because there are 3,000 Madregas, and every Madrega of understanding is a Nimshal to the Darga that comes after it. It's a nimshal to the darga that comes before it, and it's a mashal to the darga that comes after it, because it keeps getting deeper and deeper. So it's a nimshal to the darga that's before it, and then it's a mashal to the darga that's after it. And all of these dargas are in the Torah. That's the shloshes alafim mashal, that the Torah keeps getting deeper and deeper. And Torah can be understood on so many levels, and each level is both a mashal and a nimshal. It's a nimshal to something more external, and then it's a mashal to something more, something deeper. And now we can understand the Diktuk Lashon Chachamim. We have two Ma'amari Chazal. One is Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah. And one is Talmud maybe Lidei Maisa, which apparently are saying the same thing. One mitzvah leads to another. And learning leads to Maisa. So what's the difference? Also, it doesn't say Talmud is Gorer Maisa. It says Talmud is maybe Lidei Maisa. Why? Because a mitzvah brings to another mitzvah on an external level. One mitzvah brings about another mitzvah. Not you. It doesn't change your Bechira. But it just brings to the fore another mitzvah. It's a din and the cheftz and the mitzvah. But Talmud, maybe, lidei maisa, is talking about you. The mitzvah drags another mitzvah. But the Talmud is maybe you to maisa, changes the gavra. Meaning that you don't have so much bechira anymore. That after you learned it, after you have Talmud, then the Maisa becomes more natural. So the Pulas HaGrira, Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah, is only Pol B'Tchum HaChefza Shel HaMitzvah. The Pulas HaVav, learning, penetrates to the Etzim HaVayaso of the Gavra, to the very essence of the person. And therefore the rabbis use a Lashon of Grera by Mitzvahs. Because it doesn't talk about the person, it talks about the mitzvah. But by learning, it's hava, because it brings the person to have less bechira, that he's gonna come to the world of maisa, he's gonna do the maisa. Because of his learning, he's barely gonna have bechira. And this whole mahalach is all included in the concept of mashal hakadmoni. Since the Torah is a mashal to that world of Milas Orlas Halev, there's going to be a Chiddush Torah of Milas Orlas Halev, of this new world where there's no longer Bechira, and this Torah is a mashal for that world. So Memela, the light of the Nimshal, is shining within the mashal. The milas urlas halev is the nimshal, and it creates within the mashal the koach to weaken the evil. And therefore, the havas talmud lidei maisa creates a general change, that there's going to be less bechira. It makes it less of a bocher, and more nature. Because this Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitse, this new Torah, is a nimshal to the Torah that we have now. It's the deeper meaning of our Torah now. And that means that in our Torah now, the light of the nimshal is going to be shining. I.e. that world of no bechira. And therefore when you learn, that lowers your mishkal ha-bechira. That makes you less of a bocher and more of a natural doer. That's the koach of Torah. This is very deep. In all of Kisvei HaKodesh, this Torah of Moshe HaKadmoni was only mentioned once. And it was only mentioned in the context of Merisham Yetzei Resha, the Moshe about the Rotzeach B'Mezid and B'Shogeg. And now we understand why, what it has to do, what one has to do with the other. Because Rashi says that this Hanhaga Chadasha of Elokim Ina Liyado is Derech Toana Ve'alila. It's like a person is not guilty at all, and it's just thrown on him. So normally in Shogeg, we don't have a remiss to this Hanhaga. Normally Shogeg, a person has Bechira. Fakir, the person did a sin. He wasn't careful enough. But in Shigas Ritzicha, we have a Toan on a Lila. That it was all like fabricated. Well, he wasn't really done with his Bechira. And this whole pasuk of Elokim Ina Liyado is besod Hayadiyah HaSoteres HaBechira. In other words, what's going on in this Elokim Ina Liyado? Be'etzim, a person's Bechira is being taken away. Everything is all being orchestrated from above. That this person should kill this person, that the Rotzeach B'Shogeg should kill the Rotzeach B'Mezid. They both get their just desserts. That's all coming from above, from on high. So therefore, dafka in the context of Elokim Ina Liyado, which Rashi says is relating to the pasuk of Merushaim Yetzei Resha, this Mashal HaKadmoni, that everything comes, that the evil comes from the evil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen, that the Ritzach B'Shogeg should kill him with Edim, so that he goes to, he gets his galus, and the Ritzach B'Mezid gets killed. This is called the Mashal HaKadmoni, because what's the Mashal HaKadmoni? That the Torah is a Mashal to a world. There's going to be no more Bechira. That's what Torah is. In our world there's Bechira, but it's a mashal to the new Torah, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei, the Chidushei Torah of the future, where there's going to be no Torah, where there's going to be no Bechira. So that's be'etzim what the mashal is. And therefore, it's stated in this context of a person not having Bechir. Why by Rotzeach is another issue. But the concept of lack of Bechira we see clearly plays out over here. Because this is all orchestrated from above. So the member of Merushaim Yetzei Resha is really rooted in the Mashal HaKadmoni. Kasher Yomar HaMashal HaKadmoni. The Torah which preceded the world tells us, Merushaim Yetzei Resha, that God's going to do everything, you're not going to have Bechir anymore. And that's what the Torah is. The Torah is a mashal to this world of no Bechira. Right now it does have Bechira, but in the future we won't have Bechira. the Sefer Rishimus Lev, which was written by Rabbi Rota, who is a Talmud of Rav Hutner, so he adds what doesn't say in the Pachad Yitzchak. This is from a Shmuz given in the year Tavshin Chav Tes and then Shavuos 1969. That Malchus Beis David is Shaykh B'Yichud the Torah Shal Mashiach. And to this Bechina of Torah Shal Yibachira. Because Malchus Beis David's lost in love, that's Mashiach, that's no Bechira. And therefore, we see the story of Avi Regam Reyes Kanaf Milcha Biyadi Ki Bekrotzi as Kanaf Milcha Loraktiha, etc. Biyadi Losiabach, Kasher Yomar Moshal Hakadmonim, Merishaim Yetze Rasha Biyadi Losiabach. That's David HaMelech saying this to Shaul. This Kasher Yomar Moshal Hakadmoni. But he says to him, I could have killed you, but I didn't. Why? Very deep. This is Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Dalet. Because we don't want that the Hamlach of David HaMelech will be done through Bechira. Merishayim Yetzei Rasha V'yadi Losiyah B'cha. I want this all to be done by Shemayim, not by me. Because Malchus Beis David, Lasid Lavo, can't be done by human choice. It has to all be from above. That's the Mashal HaKadmoni. That's the world of no Bechira. So that Bechira's Machos Beis David also has to come from the world of no Bechira. That's why it says by Yehuda, Vayaker Yehuda V'yomer Tzad Kamimeni. Basco comes out and says, Mimeni Umiyiti Yatsu Advarim Umeshevet Yehuda Gazarati Lahamid Melachim Yisrael Zagzerim Min HaShemayim. Yehuda didn't have Korach HaBechira in the Mice of Tamar. Why? Because Machos Beis David can't have Bechira. That's bad in the pnimius of Torah. So there can't be any Bechira. In mitzvahs you have Bechira. Not that you know you have Bechira, it's not pogging the mitzvah. But Talmud Torah, there can't be any Bechira. And Maran of Hutner says that we have to be very careful when we hear these words. If you make a mistake and you misunderstand what I mean, you're mehapech liolam. And the Emma says, I don't fully understand what he means. But he says that Talmud Torah, because that's the Torah. Torah is the Mashal HaKadmoni. And then the deeper level is no Bechira. It's a world of no Bechira. So when you're doing mitzvahs, you can say, I'm choosing to do this mitzvah. But learning is no Bechira. And Hagoyin, Rabbi Aaron Schechter Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, our Futner's Talmud is mayor from the Gemara. It's just like there the Torah was with fear. Now also the Torah has to be with fear. That lima Torah is kinesinasa. When you learn Torah, darv sign kinesinasa. With awe and fear. So when you see this yisod of nesinasa, it also works out beautifully here. That when Hashem gave us the Torah, He was kofaleinu har kegigis. No Bechira. Torah, there can't be Bechira. And now we also have a Pesach Lahavana, famous Tosfos. Brachos Yir Aleph Amid Beis, the Brach of Asher Bochar Banu. And the Brach of Lasuk B'Divrei Torah patters you for the whole day. For Ektosis, why is that any different than Sukkah, that every time you come and eat a new meal, you have to make a new bracha? And for Tosis, no, Torah, you're never miyayish daito, the chol shah mechuyev lulmot. So you're learning all, it's like you're learning all day the lo hefsik. So the Mefarshim ask, but the tzfilin, you're also chayiv all day. Tzitzis, you're also chayiv all day. Why there, is that considered a hesek hadas, and here not? Not only that, Rabbeinu Tam holds, if you get up in the middle of the night to learn, you don't have to make it a Birchas HaTorah. Because the Birchas HaTorah yesterday pattered you. It has no greater Hesach Hadas than sleeping. Now we understand Rabbeinu Tam. Because the whole Chi of Limud Torah is Mitoch Yibachira. I have no choice. So there's no hefsik. There's no hefsik. When I'm in the world of choice, I choose to be mafsik. Here I have no choice to be mafsik. So I'm never really mafsik. I'm never miyayish daito. Other cases I have bechira. Here I'm not in the world of bechira. And that explains Shitas Tosfos. That one Pirchas HaTorah patters you for the whole day. Why is it different than Tzitzis and Tefillin? Because Tzitzis and Tefillin is the world of Bechira. Here there's no Bechira. Talmud Torah, there's no Bechira. Runner of Hudner said that he knows a Naisa with a Gadol who is Kim'at in our door, but his Madrega was a Madrega of a few doors ago. And he heard this tremendous Adam Gadol, heard a different Adam Gadol, was reading Parshas Veschon and Shnayim Mekar Vechat Targum. And when he says Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekeno Hashem Echad, he said Echad, as if he was reading Shema. And this Gadol Atzum was very makbid on the Gadol who he heard saying this Echad. Al Ma Yotza Ketzef. Because when you say Echad, that's a kriya of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. The whole yisod of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim is Bechira. It could be I cannot be Makabal Machu Shemaim, and I'm being Makabal. But that's not learning. Right now he's doing Shnayim Merkab HaTargum. That's my learning. Learning is no Bechira. So therefore he said, well, what are you learning as if you're saying Shemaim, you're being Makabal Machu Shemaim. And learning there is no Bechira. It's Tiefkeit. Mind-boggling. So, Mitzvah Shem, in the next segment, we will come back to where we started, and we're going to explain why Torah is a tikkun for lashon hara. Shelo bizocha lumod ulamid lishma v'lasa the kaimis called divrei samu terasa bihava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.